We've worked a lot with Rowan Shablowski in breast cancer, who did the WIND study showing that dietary fat reduction reduced relapse rate in breast cancer, and he speculated insulin growth factor receptor mechanism. And we have the data from the CALGB adjuvant IFL trial Charlie Fuchs has presented, showing what seems to be a correlation with exercise and relapse rate, and hopefully there's going to be some data coming out on diet. What are your thoughts about that? What do you tell your patients, and do you think this might be a real effect?
Well, I think that there could be a real effect. I mean, it's been fairly consistent. Whatever we look at, diet and exercise, or there was also at the same ASCO as Charlie Fuchs presented his data, a look at obesity and recurrence or death from the disease. And the bottom line was that there were body mass indices that were predictive. Of course, the ultra-cachectic, the very thin, also had a poor survival, and then the very obese had a poor survival with metastatic disease based on their presenting BMI. I'm not surprised. I mean, the very cachectic were probably very sick from their disease, and the obese, there probably are issues. Then you have Charlie Fuchs's data, but the bottom line was that it looked like exercise at a rate of greater than 18 met hours per week was predictive of survival and recurrence. You had less recurrence if you exercised in colorectal cancer. Now, I'd like to say that was all it was exercise, but I have the feeling that there's going to be confounding factors of lifestyle. Somebody who exercised routinely, this was not a randomized study. They didn't tell people to exercise. They didn't do anything else about it, but people exercised. And those people also probably have a healthier diet, eat more fruits and vegetables, etc. We'll learn a little bit more over time. So
they're actually looking at diet right
now. Yeah, that's what I tell my patients. I tell my patients right now that we don't know for sure if this was really predictive, but it sure looked good, and exercise is something they should be doing anyhow. But it's good for a lot of other things.
But when you talk about preventing recurrence, it's a little bit different than, you know, kind of other health aspects. I mean, patients are going through chemotherapy and a lot to try to reduce their recurrence rate. So do you actually say to your patients, this might actually also add to that effect?
Yes. I tell them, you know, I mean, patients want to be empowered. That's why they go to medicines that don't have any proven benefit or things that they find on the internet. I don't blame them for it. They want to be empowered. They want to be able to do things, and they're looking for everything they can possibly do. So I tell them the truth that we don't know if it's certain. It's only one trial. It's what we call retrospective. I try to explain that retrospective has its weaknesses, but it's solid data, and there's no data out there that exercise will hurt them. So exercise is probably a good thing. And I tell them at the same time that there's probably also some benefit to the eating right, because that probably came with the exercise. Since patients who exercise tend to eat right, they don't tend to smoke, they tend to be healthier living people anyhow.
And I guess the amount of exercise was kind of not that great. I mean, you're talking about walking, I think, 6 hours a week or whatever, not like marathon running or something.
Right.